This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in G, global capitalism sure is an interesting beat. The news that Qatar Airways, the government-owned carrier of that much-in-the-headlines Persian Gulf country, is going to plow $800 million into American Airlines. It's an unsolicited investment. They're just going to buy shares on the open market like the rest of us. It's a move apparently not entirely welcomed by American's management. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, it's also possibly not entirely about the money either.
U.S. airlines, including American, have bitterly criticized Qatar Airways and other carriers in the Gulf over alleged unfair competition. They charge those governments subsidized ticket prices, undercutting U.S. carriers on routes to the Middle East, Africa, and the Far East. Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly says the Gulf airlines have a pushback.
They say the U.S. airlines are hypocritical because there are other airlines around the world that are state-owned that the U.S. airlines don't criticize.
But Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute says the evidence in the skies over the Middle East is pretty clear.
Anybody who's flown these airlines knows fares are quite reasonable. Comfort is great, and they have taken a tremendous amount of market share from U.S. and European carriers.
Huffbauer says investing in American is a way for Qatar to say, we support you financially, let's not fight, but work together instead. American Airlines is having none of it. CEO Doug Parker said in a letter today the company isn't excited about Qatar's investment and will keep fighting companies that are, quote, illegally subsidized by their governments. There's another level of geopolitical play here, says Stephen Cook at the Council on Foreign Relations. Qatar's in a fierce fight with Saudi Arabia and its Gulf neighbors.
This is something that the Qataris have done in the past. They have made big investments in the United States as a way to insulate themselves from criticism.
But Cook says American policymakers pay more attention to what Qatar's doing in the Middle East than in the U.S. stock market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.